One, two, three. Welcome to Black Hat 2017 with SecurityGuyTV.com. What's your name, sir?
Rick Grinnell from Glasswing Ventures.
Rick, I forgot to give you the microphone lecture. You got to keep it up here and point it a little bit like that.
All right.
A little
like
closer.
That.
There you go.
Is that good?
That's good. Now, Glasswing.vc.
Glasswing.vc is the website.
All right. Excellent. And what do you guys do?
So we invest in software companies that are at seed and A round stage.
Okay.
That have under the hood IP that centers around machine learning or artificial intelligence.
Oh, interesting. That's a great space.
And I spend most of my time looking at security companies that have AI or machine learning under the hood.
Interesting.
Now, that's why I'm here in Vegas.
I used to do physical security for a place called Idea Lab in Pasadena.
Okay.
And they funded and started the 3D printer back in the day.
That's
I said, what
cool.
is this thing I'm looking at right here? Oh, let's go to a 3D printer. Oh, who needs a 3D printer? What do I know? I wouldn't be a good venture capitalist, but
right.
this is fascinating. Tough space to be in, I'd imagine, to get it right.
Tough to get it right, but I've been doing this for about 17 years, and the last year was good to me. Resilient Systems was a company that I had funded back in 2010 as a seed investor, and as you know, that's a pretty important part of IBM's security division right now. And I had another exit last year in a company called Prelert, which now is part of Elastic. So, you know, we've been doing some things right over the past few years. And I think, you know, once you get the flywheel turning, you know, success breeds success.
So I'm doing 100 interviews this year. Last year we did 40. I do all the trade shows for security, right? And I meet a lot of companies that are brand new. We just started like a year ago or 6 months ago. Walk us through the process of how a company starts. How it starts up, how it works. I mean, they need the money,
right.
But they need the ID and the nexus, too, and you got to put those two together.
Right. So typically, I'll take you through a process that I'm going through right now. There's a company in New York. It's spinning out of a professor's lab at Columbia University, and he's a guy that's well-known for machine learning and AI technology in the computer science department there. Built a team around that IP to then commercialize it, and it's now going after a better mousetrap for data protection. Won't get into too many of the details
since
it's a little bit under the radar today.
Yeah.
But it started out with one or two people with a brilliant idea that then took that idea, started to build what you'd call alpha software, prototyped it, tried it out with a few customers. They got good feedback on that, and then from that point on, you know, they started looking for more institutional money, came to us through a mutual connection. And that's usually how the first step coming to a VC works, is someone provides a warm lead to someone like me or one of my partners or someone at another firm. And that becomes the first step to, you know, getting into the venture discussion, going through the business model, business plan, the IP, the market opportunity. And a lot of times, you know, we already understand the market opportunity and the market timing. Because in this security, for example, I don't need to hear about how big the market is or how quickly the endpoint market is growing. You know, that's kind of table stakes or motherhood and apple pie. But, you know, it's typically what is unique about the team and the technology that gives them an advantage within that market opportunity.
Now, do they come to you with proof of concept, ready to go, or are you able to say, you know what, I like the idea, let's develop proof of concept and then we'll talk?
A little of both. So sometimes it's a great team that you believe in that doesn't have the proof of concept.
Okay.
So they're going to build the technology.
Yeah.
And you're willing to fund that as a seed investor. Other times, the team is already a little bit more established with a beta product or a pilot product. Sometimes they have the version one of the product ready to go and have generated some early revenue. Typically, it's a little earlier than that. So the company in New York that I was referring to, they have proof of concepts out in the field with a few customers, but I wouldn't call them revenue generating at this point.
Yeah.
How large is your current fund in which you're investing?
That's a hard one for me to answer because we haven't finished fundraising yet. So needless to say, we will be a meaningful seed and A round fund. But as you know, the regulations don't let you talk about your fund size.
Yes. Dorf, you're trying to trick him into answering something.
You could get me in trouble with the government if I answered that question.
So just what you have to tell you, you have a PPM in the market, so
yes,
you're raising money. So
yes,
I come from a Wall Street private equity background. So obviously you're building a very interesting pipeline of prospective deals. In terms of the actual deals, you spoke about AI, machine learning. What are you seeing in terms of artificial intelligence as it pertains to AR and VR, so augmented reality and virtual reality?
Right.
within cybersecurity. Is that a sector you're looking into?
I'm looking into it. It is on our, what I'd call the radar for us. It's not something I have seen a lot of. I have seen more companies that are using AI or machine learning for threat intelligence or orchestration and automation, the next spin of endpoint security. For AR and VR, I have seen folks give what I would call rough demos around what your environment looks like or what the power grid, for example, looks like. Here are the incidents that could impact you. Here are the things that are impacting you. And then doing an AR-VR overlay so that someone in the field has a better idea of what they're dealing with. But I have yet to see a more mature company with an AR-VR play leveraging AI. I'm sure maybe I missed something, but you always could. But I think we're still in the early innings of that game, especially with AR and VR. I mean, we're in the early innings with AI in general. I mean, there are a number of companies talking about AI on the show floor here or in different presentations, but there's a long ways to go.
One of my favorite shows is Silicon Valley.
Yes.
How close to reality? It seems very real to me to some degree.
Yeah. I have to admit that because that is my day job, I have a hard time watching it because a lot of it does hit. It's a parody, but sometimes the parody hits things that you actually would see on a daily basis. So
I thought so. When I watch a cop show, I go, oh, I can't watch that show.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it exaggerates the good and bad of our industry,
right.
But I have a hard time watching it. Just I would rather watch a Red Sox game just to relax after the day is over.
Understood.
So as an investor, which is a little different person we've interviewed today, we can ask you the same question because I think it's going to be an interesting answer. What keeps you up at night? Obviously, you're putting your money where your mouth is thinking, we need this because it must worry you maybe, right? Tell us about where you're going with that.
Well, certainly, I first and foremost as an investor, my job is to make a reasonable return for our investors,
right.
Which tend to be pension funds and endowments and other large institutions. But as an individual, and what motivates my investment strategy are the bad things that could happen to corporate data, to critical infrastructure, to the country overall, to the world at large. And I think that cybersecurity is an ever-evolving game of cat and mouse. Particularly as we've talked about AI, it's not just the good guys who are going to take advantage of AI.
Well,
the bad
true.
Guys are going to take advantage of AI. And what does that mean for the power grid? What does that mean for the safety of the next flight you take? Does someone compromise the control systems? Think about self-driving cars. Sounds wonderful, but if that gets hacked using some AI-based technology... Big problem.
Although I'm not sure they could do any worse than LA traffic. I'm not sure they could ruin that.
So those are the things that keep me up at night, or what are the catastrophic or nearly catastrophic events?
Yeah, catastrophic, that's what I worry about.
That could take down meaningful parts of our economy, critical infrastructure, our safety. That being said, at a more micro level, the things that worry me as an investor are that the things that you have invested in recently have a, the shelf life of all of these security technologies is shrinking.
Well, that's true,
At a rapid pace. You think how long antivirus stayed relevant, and then the next generation of endpoint and firewall. It seems like every time there's a great new company with a great new platform, the viability of that platform shrinks, and then they need to acquire or reinvent themselves to stay relevant. So I worry about how fast does that window shrink, and at what point does the company that I invested $10 million in become irrelevant because now all of their technologies have been circumvented.
That's a great point. I just read, we only got a minute left, I just read that I think in 10 years cell phones are going to be a thing of the past, old technology.
Right.
Not going to have them. And who would guess that? But it's going to happen.
Yeah, well,
so excellent point.
Yeah, well, think about 10 years ago. You were probably still using a Motorola Razr or equivalent.
Yep.
You didn't probably have an iPhone or Android device in your
pocket.
Right.
Rick Cornell, glasswing.vc. Find you on the web, venture capitalist. I'm fascinated by this. Maybe you should invest in Security Guy Radio. What do you think?
And you're doing great work
thing.
For our country.
Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me today.
Great interview. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.